Iraq says its air force has hit a convoy carrying Islamic State's leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It's unclear at this stage whether he's alive or dead. The convoy is reported to have been headed to a meeting of IS commanders, and the location of the meeting was also bombed. Syrian government forces are reported to have made significant advances against non-IS fighters after heavy Russian airstrikes. Russia says its aircraft carried out more than 60 missions over Syria in the past 24 hours, targeting Islamic State. Thousands of people have attended a rally in the Turkish capital Ankara to remember the victims of the twin bombings on Saturday. Many mourners shouted anti-government slogans amid claims the Turkish government did not provide enough security for the peace rally that was attacked. The government says it's not to blame. Back home, a 24-year-old man has been charged with murder after a fatal stabbing alleged to have stemmed from a noise complaint. A 45-year-old father of two was found dead outside a block of units in Lakemba in Sydney's west late on Saturday evening. And Malcolm Turnbull's new ministry faces its first question time when Parliament resumes today. It comes as the latest news poll shows Labor and the Coalition are neck and neck on a two-party preferred basis. Today's sitting will also see the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott sit on the backbench for the first time in almost two decades.